Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. I'm having a pretty good time right now. I don't know about you. There's something very satisfying about seeing the left in this sissy slap fight with the other members of the left. You just want to grab up a bowl of popcorn and pop some frosty brews and, you know, picking the side. And the good news is that there's going to be more of this coming because of the nature of the Democrat coalition. It is less of an ideological alliance than a bunch of interest groups united by their shared perception that the GOP is against what is in their respective interests. And when their interests collide, which they necessarily do, then the fun begins. Just look at Washington, where the caucus kept in line by the Scat Francisco dominatrix is falling apart before our eyes. Do you remember Bart Stupak? Well, probably not. And he's not some Reno Buick dealer. He's nobody, and he's nobody anymore because he listened to Nancy Pelosi a bit over a decade ago and voted for Obamacare, even though his congressional district was not down with the sickness. As a result, in 2010, the Republicans took the socialized medicine votes of moderate Democrats like Bart Stupak and used them as an electoral suppository. And not to carry the analogy too far, dozens of moderate Democrats like Bart Stupak were expelled from Congress in figuratively Swalwellian, Nadlarian glory. I don't know who wants to be 2022's Bart Stupak, but the inexplicably rich speaker is still trying to get the nervous swing district Democrats to dive on the grenade and vote for the trillions in spending that nobody in the purple districts wants. Safely ensconced, if you will, in her commie hellhole by the bay, she's perfectly willing to let those blue dogs fight to the last drop of their blue blood for her pinko priorities. But this time, they don't seem quite as willing to commit ritual suicide, so the brother marrying progs don't have a meltdown as the Stupakers were in 2009. This means that Joe Biden is at grave risk of seeing his entire agenda go down in flames. This does not mean that he is at grave risk of realizing what he is seeing is his entire agenda going down in flames because he is manifestly senile. But that's for another day to discuss. Watching Manchin and Sinema mock Schumer, who is desperate to ward off a primary challenge from up-talking, irony-free socialista AOC, it restores your faith in cosmic justice. The left is furious that Joe Manchin is ruining their party, and it's awesome. They're furious at him because he's listening to his constituents, which, you know, representative government, that kind of thing. And their fussy threats are even more precious. Yeah. I'm sure somebody's going to successfully primary mansion from the left on in West Virginia. Right after the Boy Scouts let the Lincoln Project be honorary Jamboree co-sponsors. That Schumer and Pelosi are not feared, like they believe they should be by their own caucus, is delightful. Mitch McConnell is feared by his caucus, and rightly so. And he's playing this masterfully. And, you know, I have plenty of disagreements with Mitch McConnell. And the thing about Mitch McConnell is that he is indisputably the most effective legislative knife fighter in generations. He drives me nuts, too. His insurrection whining was stupid and lame. But nobody wrecks the Democrat dreams like the murder turtle. And he just threw a Baby Ruth bar in the Capitol Hill pool by refusing to help raise the debt ceiling. The Dems have a majority, so it's just what? Their problem. And of course they don't want to do it because it looks bad. They want GOP cover, and Mitch refuses to provide it, which is chumming the water to another Democratic feeding frenzy. And, oh yeah, they want to increase state and local tax deductions in their infrastructure bill, which I love. The Trader Joe's demo will be psyched, and the rest of their coalition, which gets to subsidize coastal elites, not so much. Please give tax breaks to the rich. This is great on every level. This border nightmare, it's fantastic too, except for all that human tragedy stuff. The Dem coalition includes rich limo leftists who get the moral preening benefit, and I guess they hope the votes, while American minorities pick up the tab. A long-standing Democratic town just elected a GOP mayor largely because half of Guatemala is cutting through their county. Larry Elder improved upon Trump's already improved numbers with minorities, and the leftist Dems can't back down and shut off the border spigot, because that would be racist. Also racist, the vaccine mandate. According to the numbers of the leftist media refuses to report, the biggest group of vaccine skeptics is not these science-hating Trump people. It's minorities who have a really good reason for not trusting government doctors who assure them that everything is on the up and up. It doesn't help when rich jerks at the Emmys or at Martha's Vineyard party maskless while demanding you gag your kid or not allow your kid to go to school at all. So when the Karen caucus of libidinally unsatiated cat ladies get their vaccine passport requirements of their dreams, the hardest hit is minorities. But not your Ibram X. Kendi commemorative pipe and smoke it, ladies. The brawl and resulting BLM protest at the NYC Italian place was only the beginning. We're going to see more and more battles between these elements of the Democratic coalition. And all we have to do is do like Mitch is doing right now and just stay out of it. Let them beat each other to death. Let them rip each other apart, pummel each other. Let them fight. You can go get, you can throw back your Barca lounger and, enjoy what you're watching. It's going to be good stuff. It's going to be good TV. Good, wholesome TV. I love good, wholesome TV, don't you? If there's any of you that actually still watch it. The Democrats. This is what happens when everything is about special interests and division. I'm just waiting for the country to unify. As soon as the country unifies, it's going to be so great. We just have to survive that long. That's all. That's all. Sure, we can make that. Don't you? Aren't you? Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't get distracted. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD. road at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. While a lot of you have been distracted by the unfortunate case of Gabrielle Petito and this fiancé of hers who apparently murdered her, or so that's what we're being told, and now the sideshow of Dog the Bounty Hunter now insinuating himself into this, and he's tracking him down and all this other stuff. There's been other things happening. There have been other things happening. Now, for those of us, like, I live in South Carolina, so I'm a long way from the southern border. Some people are not so far away. Some of the things happening on the southern border are downright perturbing, if you will. One of the things that has been happening is that, you remember the Haitian migrants that were supposedly whipped by the guys on horseback when they weren't whipped by the guys on horseback, the Border Patrol guys? A lot of them who have made it across, ostensibly while in federal custody, have hijacked several buses while being transported and forced out their drivers. These incidents, and more, this has happened more than once, have occurred while migrants were being taken from the camp beneath the Del Rio Ciudad Acuna International Bridge to processing centers across the region, as well as from the processing centers to local airports for deportation flights. And it is, there is a possibility this could cause the government's immigration enforcement operations to be halted. So what's been happening, according to the Washington Examiner, is that they've been basically overpowering the drivers, and they actually hijack a couple of the buses, and they drive them down the road a little ways, and they escape. This has happened, apparently, multiple times. Same source said they're moving the detainees, but they're not shackled. They're not restrained in any way. One of the things they did most recently was they kicked out a window and 22 of them escaped. So here's my question, and I'm just maybe being overly simple here on this one. How the hell can these guys who are supposedly in custody hijack buses and take the bus drivers into custody? How naive and weak have we become? Is there anything the Biden administration can do competently and with some sort of determination other than thumbing their collective nose at the Constitution and browbeating you into accepting an unvetted experimental substance into the body and generally taking away the freedoms the founders bequeathed them? For the love of God, the Biden administration has accepted, proactively manufactured, to be a more precise on this point, defeat in Afghanistan to the Taliban. Semi-nomadic goat herders from the 9th century. They've allowed China to get away with murder, mass murder. And they're letting China figuratively walk all over us while appearing to wish to emulate the Chinese Communist Party's push to completely usurp and obliterate any and all of its citizens' remaining freedoms. How bad has this become? The United States Army garrison in Japan recently announced that it probably couldn't even repel a potential incursion by monkeys. And they have also ceded our southern border to anyone who cares to stroll in from Mexico and or who has walked to it from Central America, regardless of criminal history. They don't get tests for coronavirus. Completely unvetted. Sex traffickers, drug runners, terrorists, come on in. But if you do become an American citizen, you will have to get vaccinated and use everyone else's correct pronouns, or else. And now we can't even prevent migrants from hijacking the buses used to transport them. And I just got to wonder what's next in this constant party that we have going on now. Will we suddenly and dastardly be attacked by Albania which would probably cause the Biden administration to surrender. Will the Girl Scouts of America threaten to take over the Capitol unless every one of you commits to buying a minimum of 10 boxes of their cookies every year in perpetuity? I mean, it looks like that is a possibility that could happen. Based on what we're seeing, I don't know exactly how that would be stopped. And this is basically open borders. There's no way around this. Open borders is not sustainable. Even Barack Obama says this. Barack Obama wanted to, you know, he wanted to give out amnesty left, right, and center, but even he is looking at what is going on. That got edited out of an ABC interview with George Stephanopoulos the other day. Even Barack Obama sees what's going on and understands what it's doing to the Democratic Party. Democratic Party, for all due purposes, they stole an election. They walked around telling us, like, you know, we're just supposed to sit there and take it, that we did what had to be done. We did what had to be done to get the proper outcome to this election, that being electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, incompetent, senile, unlikable. I keep hearing, every time we hear the news here, right, I'll be sitting here listening to the news, and I'll hear about how Joe Biden's popularity has cratered. What popularity? I had to go buy gas today. And I live in an area where gasoline is relatively cheap. And, you know, I'm just sitting there. I look at that gas price on that pump. And I'm thinking, Joe Biden. I'm looking at, you know, I don't know if you've noticed it, but like where I live, every time I go into a grocery store, and it doesn't matter which one it is, I'm seeing a lot more bare shelves than we used to have. And that's because the corona porn is still going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, told Newsmax he understands the sentiment of many who oppose a judge's recent order to give unconditional release to the man who tried to kill the 40th president.
My father would be supporting exactly what's going on right now and not be worried, because we need to understand the Secret Service is going to know where John Hinckley is for the rest of his entire life. So I'm not better than my dad. I want to be more like my dad and have a loving heart and live the Lord's Prayer instead of just repeat it.
John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the 1981 attempt on Reagan's life. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, said many of the provisions in the Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill will reward American adversaries by increasing energy dependence on countries like China and Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, pressing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on his record on financial regulation, said she wouldn't support him for a second term as head of the U.S. Central Bank, the highest-profile Democrat with a say on his confirmation to come out against him.
Renominating you means gambling that for the next 5 years, a Republican majority at the Federal Reserve with a Republican chair who has regularly voted to deregulate Wall Street won't drive this economy over a financial cliff again.
Powell's term expires in February, and Bloomberg News has reported that White House aides are considering recommending President Joe Biden keep him on the job. Dollar Tree, known for selling $1 items, will start testing higher price points in what it's calling a multi-price evolution driven by a combination of customer demand and inflation. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Salus line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. If you have the right mask and you use it in the right way, it can protect you. And what we're the right mask is a well-fitting N95 mask that is thrown out after every use, which will well protect against viruses. It will. That means that you have to have a sleeve of these things per day. You're going to go through multiples. Paper surgical masks are useless against viruses. No, some people wear the same one day in and day out. That's less than useless. And then they drop them in the trash. This is not regarded as medical waste. This is just garbage. And then, you know, we've got all of these vectors of disease laying around in various places in parking lots and everywhere else. Likewise, a cloth mask, which people repeatedly use for days or weeks, is probably an effective bacteria and virus vector rather than protector. If you want to doubt what I'm saying here, just look at the latest data out of Oregon, where Governor Kate Brown's latest totalitarian mask mandate coincided with a huge increase in COVID cases. Now, correlation is not causation, but there's some other data out there to suggest they're one and the same. So we get this from the National Review. On August 24th, Oregon Governor Kate Brown reinstated a state masking requirement that requires everyone 5 years and older, regardless of vaccination status, to wear a mask, face covering, or face shield in outdoor spaces if they are less than 6 feet apart from individuals not in their household. She said cases and hospitalizations are at a record high. Masks are a quick and simple tool we can immediately deploy to protect ourselves and our families and quickly help stop further the spread of COVID-19. On August 24th, Oregon had 49,889 active cases of COVID-19. Most recently, they had 86,623 active cases of COVID-19, an increase of 73% from the day the governor announced the outdoor mask requirement. And keep in mind that cases merely mean positive tests. An active case does not necessarily mean that the person is significantly ill. Now, I might not go so far as to say that masks are indeed vectors, but it's pretty clear that they weren't doing anything to save people there. And, you know, this is just one story. And one story is just one story, and it has little statistical value. But then we get this from Twitter. A Twitter username, I Am, has been tracking the fact that masks and lockdowns seem to make no difference to COVID spread. And here's just a few of the tweets on the subject. We get newly reported deaths in Hawaii have risen 1,740% the past 2 months, despite one of the longest mask mandates in the world and overwhelming compliance. So I have to ask once again, why Ron DeSantis did not mandate double masking and spend more time promoting vaccinations there. Then we get this. Cases in South Korea have been at a record high level for nearly 3 months now, despite 99% mask compliance. Mask mandates and fines for non-compliance. So it's always nice to hear politicians and experts keep pushing more mask mandates and forcing masks on two-year-olds. Then we get Singapore has officially reached a new high in cases 527 days into their mask mandate, with 82% of their population fully vaccinated. Pretty incredible feat of media gaslighting that no one is asking politicians and experts how they can continue justifying mandates. Cases in Alaska are the highest they've ever been and the highest in the U.S. They reached 50% of 18-plus fully vaccinated by May 20th, a few weeks before Fauci said with 50% of adults vaccinated, you wouldn't see surges like in the past. Why is anyone still listening to a word he says? Cases are rising in Minnesota faster than any other state in the U.S., so we're up to what now? 15 states Ron DeSantis is responsible for all at once. Tremendously impressive. I don't know that I'll ever get over the L.A. mandated mask 2+ months ago. Neighboring Orange County didn't mandate masks, yet the county without a mandate did better and followed the same trajectory. If sanity and science still existed, we'd be done pretending masks matter. It's been nearly 2 weeks since Denmark ended all domestic COVID restrictions, no vaccine passports or mask mandates, so I wanted to see how it's gone. Well, would you look at that? Cases are declining. Guess that means we need more masks on two-year-olds and vaccine passes, right? And it goes on and on and on. And the fact that this data relentlessly repeat the same pattern suggests a few conclusions. This is called science, by the way. Think of us as having been experimented on for nearly 2 years now. We know lockdowns don't work. We know mask mandates don't work. We know that vaccines are of limited efficacy. Now, without getting into the potential downside risk of the vaccines, you know, and that's being fiercely debated now as we speak, it appears that the vaccines offer some protection against getting very sick from COVID, but no protection against catching the Delta variant, which the vaccines themselves may have triggered. The smartest thing to do would be to set up early intervention treatments. I mean, instead of getting out there and saying what you can and can't have, everybody should have easy access to ivermectin or the hydroxychloroquine cocktail, which includes azithromycin and zinc, which they can start taking immediately. And I've said this before, and that this is that COVID is the only disease I know of that the medical establishment refuses to treat people until they're at death's door. There's a lot of reasons for that. Primarily, that the doctors have their hands tied. And, of course, the government's refusal to act is because the Democrats who run the government don't want COVID to end. This has been their e-ticket to unlimited power. The worst thing that can happen to them is to have COVID become a treatable disease like a cold or flu, which it is a treatable disease. But going back to the original point, these stifling, dirty, inconvenient face-obscuring, voice-obscuring masks, which remind me of that more restrictive burqa, which have made cities dirtier, are useless. They have very little efficacy at all, if any. And that's only the N95. The N95s will work, but you got to change them. If you go out five times, you got to have five masks. And I don't even know if you have to change them more often than that. But whatever's going on, I sit there and I look at all this stuff and I look at all these things they keep wanting to promote and push and all this other stuff. And when they keep coming back to the mask, I just keep wondering, why? Why do we keep coming back to the mask? Because that's the worst of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. When I was in basic training, there were a few females that were, first of all, we were segregated in basic training. Females were kept with females, and there was no co-ed training. Although from time to time, we would watch them because they would be in the training area before we got to the training area, and we get to watch them go through their various paces as they went along. And there would be on the fire maneuver course, there would be a couple of females that could do it. I mean, they could do it, and they could do it well. They did it with incredible skill, incredible agility. I mean, they did it as good as any of us could have done it. Without a doubt, there were plenty of us that couldn't do it as well. But, I mean, it was more of combat is a man's gig. And, you know, think what you want to think as far as what I'm telling you. That's the truth. Which leads me to my next little musing here, because I'm really getting sort of sick of some of this stuff. Because the left always ruins everything they touch. And like Joe Biden at a shampoo convention for teenage girls, they try to touch everything. They have ruined sports. They have ruined comedy and food and more. Are all in the process of having the joy sucked out of them by leftists insisting politics dominate everything, jokes be replaced with political statements, and that we eat bugs. And they really are horrible people. And one target they've had their eyes on for a while is James Bond. Problematic because he's a straight white male who fights for what's right and all of which are things the left cannot stand. And whenever the person playing James Bond comes to the end of their tenure, there's always a push to change what Bond is. Either certain parts of his character or all of his existence. From James Bond should be a man of color to James Bond should be a woman, the left will seek to control everything they can and destroy everything they can't. Here's the problem. James Bond is a man. He's a white man, if you really want to get technical. And he's popular with the ladies. He's not interested in men. And these are just a few of the reasons the left is seeking to destroy him. Now, they'll pretend it's not about destruction, but it's about destruction and everybody knows it. So the push to make Bond a woman has been dismissed out of hand, thankfully, by producer Barbara Broccoli, whose family owns the rights to the character. She recently said James Bond is a male character. I hope that there will be many, many films made with women, for women, by women, about women. I don't think we have to take a male character and have a woman portray him. So, yes, I see him as a male. Barbara Broccoli is the daughter of Cubby Broccoli, who was the original James Bond producer. Daniel Craig, the outgoing Bond, added, "Why does James Bond have to be a woman? Someone should write a role just as good as James Bond for a woman." Now, there's one woke hurdle cleared. But no hurdle is ever cleared with the left. They just wait, and they'll be back. There are a host of women that could play an action hero today that are just phenomenal, without a doubt. But there's a couple of things you have to do when you're looking at that. You have to suspend disbelief and think that a 120-pound woman can take on an equally skilled 250-pound man and win. You have to think, there's a lot of things you have to do with that, too. If you're looking at action heroes. This is not to say that women cannot fight. Of course they can fight. There's some really good women fighters out there. But, you know, if you take an equally skilled woman and put her up against an equally skilled man, as we're seeing in the transgender studies that they're doing in the MMA right now, where they take transgender women and put them in there with regular women, and the transgender woman just destroys the regular woman, there are advantages to the male side of combat. But this is an attempt to get out here, and despite this woke hurdle being cleared, you know, they'll be back. And this is just one example of the condescension in Hollywood and the left. Every time we hear big pushes for diversity in Hollywood, we get warmed over tropes about how this character or that one should be reimagined to be of a different gender, color, both, or in some irrelevant characteristic. Should the next James Bond be black? Should the next James Bond be gay? That's not how the character was written. What Daniel Craig said was perfect and right. Rather than change what exists, how about creating something new? Isn't the left supposed to be full of the creative community? Taking the Wonder Years and pitching the Wonder Years, but black is creative in the way rewriting song lyrics is creative. It's new, but not really. And in Hollywood, which never stops lecturing the country about how racist and sexist we are, if they were really interested in practicing what they're preaching, no one would be looking to rebrand what exists already. They'd be creating something new. And moreover, they'd hire women and minorities to create those shows and movies, which they don't. It's easier and cheaper just to take what already exists, change it slightly, call it a twist, market it as wildly progressive, and congratulate yourself for being wonderful while hammering out a fat check. This happens in another way, too. We're constantly taking British TV series and trying to adopt them here in the United States. And, I mean, there was one called Coupling in the early 2000s. Hilarious. They brought it over here and they tried to Americanize it because we lack imagination, and it failed miserably. Failed miserably. But here's something. This is something I've always been, you know, I don't know why they don't do it. I mean, I do know why they don't do it, because it shouldn't be done. Can you imagine them taking a movie like Friday, the Ice Cube movie, and trying to redo that more diversely? Now, they wouldn't do it because the entire cast, I think, of that movie is black. But, and I love it. I love that flick. But, if you wanted to make it with a twist, the problem comes after they hammer out the fat check, the audience passes and the whole thing turns out to be a bomb. Like the reimagination of Ghostbusters with it being female. Had nothing to do with the way the females looked. It just wasn't the Ghostbusters. The public doesn't want rehashed garbage made to make the audience feel good about themselves rather than entertain. But if Hollywood wants to keep setting piles of cash on fire this way, I have a few pitches they could consider. How about the A-team, but with a multi-ethnic cast? The original had Vietnam vets. This would be a gang of Afghan war vets, all gender non-conforming, with vague ethnicities and a drive for environmental, social, and racial justice. All in the Family, but a black and Hispanic cast with a white neighbor they hate because he owns a string of barbecue joints, and there's a running debate over whether or not that is cultural appropriation. Or maybe the Cosby Show without all the rape off screen. Maybe that last one isn't really a pitch, more of a reminder that all of these people are awful creatures. Maybe you could just be creative. It's not hard. It's pretty easy, in fact. And James Bond is a man, a white guy. He likely won't always be. He'll probably be changed to whatever is fashionable at the time under pressure from the left, because that's what they do. And they'll do it because it's easier than trying something new, something different. And hiring people who look like people you want to pretend to be comfortable around. Audiences won't show up because we know when we're being condescended to, and we don't like it. Maybe RuPaul will acknowledge that fact in his Oscar acceptance speech for playing the dual roles of James and Jane Bond. Can you imagine it? I'm trying real hard not to. I got to be honest with you. Trying real hard not to. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.